everyone, and welcome to the Lone Conspirators Podcast. This show is dedicated to the mysterious and intriguing, governmental conspiracies, the paranormal, UFOs, and anything and everything unexplainable. Today's episode features some new UFO news making waves, information about Russian children with special abilities, a mysterious Texas fireball, and more. Hello again, I'm your host, Matthew Whitnabell. Andrew Mann won't be joining us again this week due to prior commitments. Nonetheless, I think this episode should be really interesting. There's just a couple of things to mention before we begin. We're getting some pretty good feedback from the first episode, but no one is really contributing. If you have questions or comments or even just want to say hello, don't hesitate to contact us in any way. Our email is loneconspirators@gmail.com. Our website is theloneconspirators.com. And from there, you can check out where to find our MySpace and Facebook pages. So you have quite a few options if you want to tell us anything. Another important thing I want to cover is that from here on out, we will be having show notes. And basically, that consists of the URLs to anything we cover on the episodes, or anything that we feel might be better understood if you read and or saw it for yourself. Okay? Good deal. To get things started, I want to cover the newest UFO reports that are sweeping across the internet. The first UFO mention comes to us from thesun.co.uk by way of foxnews.com and shows a video of what is believed to be a UFO flying over the British coastline. I've watched the video and something about it does seem odd. It does not look like something that would be a hoax. It's in the middle of the day and it's hovering away from some sort of British tourist attraction. Apparently, a well-known UFO expert, Malcolm Robinson, is quoted as saying that the UFO in question is totally consistent with other reported UFO sightings. I'm not a UFO expert by any stretch of the imagination, but the video seems pretty legit to me. However, that's not going to stop me from getting your opinions. What do you guys think? Real or not? Email us at loneconspirators@gmail.com and we might read your email on the show. You can find the video on YouTube by searching for UFO filmed above Somerset coastline, UK, 11 Feb 2009, or you can check out the show notes for the direct link. Keeping up our UFO theme so far is another article from thesun.co.uk by way of Fox News. This one shows what appears to be a UFO attending the inauguration of President Barack Obama. In the video, it looks like something appears to the right of the Washington Monument and then jets away to the left really fast. It certainly does look strange to me. The video that Fox News linked to on YouTube was pulled, but if you do a search for UFO inauguration, you will find lots of videos to watch. The one I'll be linking to in the show notes has an analysis with different enhancements and things done to it, so you guys can check that out and let us know what you think. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have a special power, like someone off of the NBC show Heroes or a member of the X-Men? Well, it turns out that reports from Russia are indicating that two Russian children just might have those sorts of special abilities. The first information comes from a book entitled Mysteries of the World, Unexplained Wonders and Mysterious Phenomena by Herbert Gensmer and Ulrich Hellenbrand. In it, the authors talk about a Russian girl named Natalia Demkina who can use what she calls, quote, medical vision, end quote, to see into other people and diagnose their diseases. Natalia can switch to this medical vision at will and has been able to accurately predict a plethora of diseases ranging from stomach ulcers to a surgical scar on someone's spleen. The BBC did a television special where they brought four unknown people before Natalia and asked her to diagnose them. Her scan of each person was completely correct. The doctors chosen to observe this were amazed. I think I would be too. That's incredible. The authors of the book go on to explain that Natalia became an instant sensation overnight, and people began lining up outside her door to get diagnosed. They say that Natalia actually looks into all the cases because she feels that it is her duty to do so with what she feels is a God-given ability. I think it's amazing that she not only has this ability, but isn't really using it for personal gain. She seems to genuinely want to help people, and empathy like that seems to be going the way of chivalry, fading into distant memory. But before we take another break, the Russian ability phenomena does not end there. An article from English.pravda.ru details the story of 11-year-old Rafael Petrov, a child who has a similar ability to that of Natalia. Rafael can also diagnose disease inside of a person by looking at their reflection. The difference here is that people claim that Rafael can also heal them. Rafael, like Natalia, also believes his ability is a gift from God, and because of this, he willingly helps those who go to visit him. The two children have never met, and scientists remain baffled at their abilities. No serious doubt has been able to be cast on them, and no explanation seems forthcoming. I think it's crazy that two different children from Russia share very similar abilities. Can you imagine if they were to team up? They would be the real dynamic duo of medicine. Or better yet, if they were to meet up and fall in love, who knows what their offspring would be capable of? Wow, the world can be pretty amazing sometimes, don't you think? But enough of my thoughts. Let us hear yours. LoneConspirators@gmail.com.
I'm a fortune stranger. I'm a firefighter. Not in the mirror. But I'm such a
heavy. Have you ever pictured what it would be like to see a fireball fly through the air during broad daylight? Well, now there is footage of just that. On February 15th, a fireball was seen streaking through the sky over Texas, more specifically the San Antonio/Austin area. The article mentioning this comes from the Bad Astronomy blog, and in it you will find a very detailed explanation about what happened. I'm not going to go into everything about it, but people in the comments who saw it are using words such as shining and burning with a bright white tail to describe an object that seemingly fell from the sky. Wow, the footage looks spectacular. I'm kind of bothered that I didn't get to see it in person, since I live in San Antonio, but I was working at the time. Oh well. The video is on YouTube, and the link will be in the show notes, so you guys can tell us what you think. We're going to end the show this week with a highly unusual, if not interesting, story. It's from FoxNews.com, yes, again, and it talks about how a suspected criminal turned himself into a goat. The story is very short, so I'm just going to read it. All credit for this story goes to FoxNews.com. One of Nigeria's biggest daily newspapers reported that police implicated a goat in an attempted automobile theft. In a front-page article on Friday, the Vanguard newspaper said that two men tried to steal a Mazda car 2 days earlier in Kwara State, with one suspect transforming himself into a goat as vigilantes cornered him. The paper quoted police spokesman Tunde Mohammed as saying that while one suspect escaped, the other transformed into a goat as he was about to be apprehended. The newspaper reported that police paraded the goat before journalists and published a picture of the animal. Police in the state couldn't immediately be reached for comment. Belief in black magic is widespread in Nigeria, particularly in far-flung rural areas. A goat? Are you serious? had of all the things to turn into. I mean, he could have transformed into a bird and flew away for Pete's sake. But yeah, I guess this world really is a strange one. That's going to do it for the second episode of the Lone Conspirators podcast. If you want to discuss anything you heard on the show, go to theloneconspirators.com or send an email to loneconspirators@gmail.com. And just a quick note, we want to say that we're looking for an intro theme. If you know of one that we can use or want to make one for us, be sure and let us know through email or the website. As always, we value the input of our fans. You guys are our lifeblood. Anyway, thanks for listening, and be sure to join our conspiracy.